This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Macht, M-A-C-H-T, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Springstead, S-P-R-I-N-G-S-T-E-A-D. Date of birth 10-14 of 1952. Dear Miss Macht, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Springstead with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, secondary to type 2 diabetes and hypertension, also proteinuria. She was seen in consultation September 26th of 2023, and she has been feeling well since her last visit. Her weight is actually down 13 pounds over the last 4 months, and she has started Ozempic 2 milligram once weekly about a month ago, and that seems to be going quite well. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She just has less of an appetite than she had before starting Ozempic. No bowel changes. She does have chronic constipation, though, without blood or melina. No chest pain or palpitations. She does have dyspnea on exertion that is stable. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I also want to highlight the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram twice a day for chronic metabolic acidosis. Also metformin and Crestor, 5 milligram once a day, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 212 pounds. Pulse is 90 and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 74. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, no edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 25th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.47, estimated GFR is 38, and she generally runs between the high 30 and mid-40s with GFR. Albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.6, sodium 140, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin 11.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis, no volume overload. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy with mild proteinuria, controlled. And 4, metabolic acidosis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, so the next lab should be done in April. And then July after that, she will have a follow-up visit with this practice also in 6 months. We did discuss diet at length, and we strongly encouraged her to continue to follow her diabetic diet as well as low-salt diet. There's no need to restrict potassium or phosphorus levels at her current level of kidney function. And the patient will have a follow-up in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.